Sins and the healing of our diseases, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Master. The psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are grateful that you are God, our healer. Lord, you sent your word, Master. Bible says you sent your word and you healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Lord Jesus, we are grateful that you are our healer. We say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for great testimony of healings that you have done in the life of your people. Thank you for the great thing that you are still going to do in the life of your people. Thank you for deliverances, your help, your mercies unto us, O living God. We are grateful to have you as our heavenly Father. We say, thank you, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for this morning services. Thank you for great that you did in our midst, this simplicity. Thank you for what your word has done, delivered, O living God, Master. O Jehovah God, we are grateful. Thank you for the anointing, inspiration of the Holy Ghost to speak your word. Lord Jesus, we say, blessed be thy name, Master. Be with us, Lord Jesus, in this service. We are looking unto thee for more of your blessing, more of your help, more of your instruction, more of your divine, Master, guidance and help and inspiration, O living God. Lord, may you help us, Master. Lord, anoint us, inspire us, speak through us, hear through us, O living God. Do, Master, wondrous things in the midst of your people. Heal the sick and the afflicted, Master. Take the saints of God to higher heights, O God. Restore the backsliders to the fellowship of the saints of the Almighty God. Master, Lord, may you fill with the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, may you have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you, Master Jesus, for granting this request, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Master. We are grateful for you have answered our request because we have some praying in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Before we sit down, please, let's quickly take our Bible and read from the book of Luke chapter 8. Let's try as much as possible to read all what pertains to this service. From verse 40 to 56, we sit down at the point and we get there. Luke chapter 8 from verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. We can have our seat while we continue reading. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years which had spent all our living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately a issue of blood started. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all the night, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayeth thou, who touched me?" And Jesus had said, "Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he pulled them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she rose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. Praise the Lord. So we started this sermon on Wednesday, the healing of Jairus' daughter, that Brother Branham preached in 5:02-27 in the evening. The healing of Jairus' daughter. Brother Branham taught us in that sermon that staying longer in prayer has a great deal that it means. He said, Brother Branham said, when we stay longer in prayer, some dangers God could abat. Praise the Lord. So I don't want to waste time because our time is short. So we stopped last Wednesday, where the Lord Jesus Christ, Abraham, after saying that, he talked about, he said in the previous chapter, in the previous part of the chapter, Abraham crossed the sea, asked his disciples to go ahead and cross the sea, while he went to the mountain to pray. And it was because he knew that there is a challenge in front, there is a challenge ahead. That is why he went to the mountain to pray. Abraham taught us then that if he were there, he would have told him, he would have told the other disciples, "Though I know that the Lord said we should go, but I will want him, I want us to wait until he goes with us." Then Abraham gave the instance of Billy Paul in the house that wanted to water in the middle of the night, and he needed Abraham to go with him. And if Abraham did not go with him, he would have fallen and maybe hurt himself. Then Abraham said that is how he wants God to always go with him. Praise the Lord. All of us want God to go with us anywhere we go, because there are greater challenges in life, greater challenges everywhere, because Satan is there to challenge you as a child of God. But if he's with us, we know that all is well. Praise the Lord. But it's a consolation that he always goes with his children. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He said, "No, I will with you even to the end of the world." Even now that he's not here physically, he is here with us in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, he went to the mountain. The disciples were on their way. And as they were on their way, the wind was boisterous. The wind was blowing, and the ship will sink. And Barabbas said, the Lord Jesus Christ saw them on the mountain, and he stood up and was walking on the sea. Praise the Lord. Barabbas said he wanted to walk as if he would pass them. When they saw him, they said, this is a spirit. We are in trouble. We are in trouble with this water. Come and see, spirit, that it has coming to disturb us again. Abraham said that the very thing that will deliver them was what they were afraid of. May God help us. Then, you know, Peter, Abraham did not say that in this sermon, but I wish to bring it in. Peter said, when they realized that it was the Lord, Peter said something. He said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. And the Lord, do you know that this same Lord is the creator of heavens and the earth? Do you believe that? Now, he told Peter, he said, come. That was the word of God to Peter. Come. Peter, by the word of the Lord, stepped out and was walking on the sea. But something happened. Peter's attention was taken away from the Lord. He was looking at the wind and the waves and things. Then fear set it, and Peter was sinking. But Abraham said, this is why I want to bring it in. But Abraham said, there was a minister that prayed for a boy with bracelets or braces in his leg, in a polio case. And the minister said the boy should remove the braces, that he will walk in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the boy, the braces was removed, and the boy on the platform walked perfectly on the platform. But when the boy was going to his mother, the boy fell, and his condition came back again. The case was charged to the court. And the judge, I love that judge, praise the Lord. After they struggled the case here and there, the judge said, okay, before for me to pass verdict on this case, I want, if there is a case in the Bible that somebody could be healed at a point, and then we lose his healing, or we go worse after that healing, then I want to know it. The minister also, the minister raised up his hand and said, yes, they refer to the case of Peter. The Peter walked after Jesus Christ told him to come. But because of the fear, Peter was sinking. Praise the Lord. That was how Abraham said, as faith took away the life of the sickness and you are healed, he said, unbelief, you do what? We bring it back. Praise the Lord. So, don't blame the ministers. If you come here and you are prayed for, and maybe you lose faith and the sickness comes back. Abraham taught us how those things happen. May God help us. You see, healing is based first on your faith. Your faith and the faith of the minister joined together bring it perfectly to manifestation. But the faith that heals you, it is that faith that will keep that healing. But if you lose that faith, the enemy can come back. May God help us. Now, let's continue. Please, I will not read because of our time. So just bear with me and believe that I'm saying what is written in this sermon. Okay. Now, after they got to the other side, there was a maniac of Gadara that met the Lord Jesus Christ on the way. And this maniac of Gadara, he was a devil, legions of devil living in him. And when he saw Jesus, did he say, you are Beelzebub? He said, we know you. Why have you come to me, to us? Because you are the only Son of God. Why have you come to destroy us before the time? And the Lord Jesus Christ come out of her. Bible says they begged, it was because they were legion, they begged him to allow them to go to the head of swine. And he said he allowed them to go. And they went to the head of swine. The head of swine violently ran into the what? Into the river and perished. Praise the Lord. But Abraham said, the priests, the ministers of those days, when they see Jesus, what did they call him? Beelzebub. But the devil himself recognized him. May God help us. The devil recognized him. You see, I was saying something in Bakatari last Sunday. He said, every child of God, see, there is no doubt about that. Every child of God carries God everywhere they go. And when the demon-possessed people see you, they recognize you. There's no doubt about that. But it is those that don't know anything that we say, don't mind it. But real demon-possessed people, they recognize the child of God. Oh, Master, because of our time, we could have gone to things. But I won't go into that. May God help us. So the demon-possessed man recognized the Lord Jesus Christ and he cast the devil out. No wonder, maybe that was why the Lord went to the mountain to pray. That was maybe that was why the disciples were in danger because of the believers that is to happen in the life of the man of Gadara. But the Lord Jesus Christ was there to rescue the whole situation. Praise the Lord. Yeah, when they got to the others, when that happened, Rabbi said, the ministers gathered together and the people said, we don't want this kind of a ministry. It is too mysterious. Rabbi said, they fell at home with the ox and the devil than they do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, we don't want this revival. Please go away from our country. And that was how Brabant said, Jesus Christ will not force himself on you. Maybe if you are following, you can be following, and if you get to any part of that, you can reflect it on the screen. So that is around paragraph 21 to 24. So they fed at home with ox and devils than they do with the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Abraham said, Jesus does not force himself on anybody. It is only those who want him that he reveals himself to all, he helps. But if you don't want him, he will not force himself on you. The people did not want him. He didn't say, why are you leaving me again or casting me away? I could help somebody. He didn't say that. He just went away like that from them. But he had to cross, and the disciples were in danger because of one soul. That was the man of Gadara. And the man, Barbara said, the man of Gadara said that he wants to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, no, don't follow me. You go around and testify to your people and everywhere around you. Barbara said, when he gets to heaven, he wants to know how much he has been successful in his testimony. Praise the Lord. So the Lord Jesus Christ had to go back. And when he go back, he has a purpose also for going back. Brab said, that is around paragraph 25 to 32 A. Paragraph 25 to 32 A. Brab said he had to go back, and when he passed through the same sea, to cross to the other side. And this time, Barbara said, God has showed him a vision about of a priest that needed to be straightened out. That was Jairus, the man we read in the scripture. God has showed him that vision that Jairus, he needed to be straightened out, and what will happen. What will happen. So when they got to the place, the Bible says everybody was happy to receive it. Though the ministers were not happy, said, we will see how he believes. If he doesn't cooperate, he doesn't have the right kind of belief like we do, we will not accept his revival. But when this woman of the issue of blood, who has suffered 12 years of menstruation, that is a disease, it's not normal. For a woman to be having blood for 12 years, non-stop. The Bible says that she has gone to so many physicians. She has spent all her money to the physicians, but she never got better. But instead, she was getting worse. And Barbara said, doctors don't heal. Barbara said, they only assist nature. It is God that heals. Praise the Lord. But you said, what about the drug that they give us? They prescribe, they test us, they do this, and they prescribe, and they give us drug, and the drug that the drug heals us. It is not the drug that heals you. Praise the Lord. Permit me to explain something here. It is not the drug that heals you. But before I write on the board, Brother said, give an analogy. He said, it is just like in your house. If the rats break into your house, maybe they eat your, maybe you have not cemented your house. We face it in our house those days. Maybe you have not cemented your house. There is a way they hit, they peck on the blocks, and they drill hole on the blocks, and they enter your house. They peck on the blocks, they will make hole on the, in the blocks, and they enter. And they start devouring things in the house. Croak, 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 when you wake up in the night. You say, croak, 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 croak. So then, and you are disturbed by that. You now go to buy rat killers. Thank you. Rat killer. You now go to buy rat killer, put it in the house. Maybe as many, no matter the number of these rats, when they eat it, they die. Brother said, the rat killer kills the rats, but who mends the hole? Who mends the hole that they have created in your house? Because if the hole is not blocked, they will still come in again. The rat killer is just like the drug that we use to kill the germs. But who healed the tissues? Praise the Lord. Brother said it like this. Brother said every disease is a demon. Like I was saying on Sunday, on Wednesday. Now, if it is a tumor, whatever they have, whichever organ they have, they continue to grow. They don't have form. They continue to grow and destroy this organ. Now, Brother said, what the doctor does is what? The doctor will look for it, try to, if the doctor can cut it off, if this is an organ that could be cut, doctor can cut it off like this, and there's no speck of that, of the cell. You see, Brother said, hey, all these diseases, they are germs, they started from a germ. Okay, I was saying also at Bakatani last Sunday. When we want to build our house, what do? We lay blocks upon blocks, blocks upon blocks, blocks upon blocks to build the house. Until the house becomes what it is. The blocks upon blocks that we lay are the cells upon cells that these diseases develop. And but the Brahman said before it has to be a jab. Brahman said it at the early part of this sermon also. Before it has to be a jab, there must be a spirit behind it. That spirit is what makes that disease to continue to thrive. And they are eating on our body, eating part of our lives away. Praise the Lord. So when the doctor is able to cut it, that is the end of that disease. Now, in the case of malaria and the rest of them, you can help me if I make mistake. Malaria, is a parasite. Malaria, in its own case, doesn't grow like this. It is cell upon cell. You must be my journey. As they continue, they start multiplying. There is a life behind each of them. A life behind each of them. And what are they doing? They are eating on your bloodstream. Am I right? They are eating on your bloodstream. The plasmodium and the rest of them, that is what they are eating upon. And that makes you to be what? To be pale. That makes you to have the fever that you have. Because it's multiplying. And the more they have, the more they hit on your bloodstream. Now, if the doctor now give us drug, the drug will kill this parasite. But who repairs your blood? Praise the Lord. That is why God is our healer. Praise the Lord. It is God that repairs these things. When the rat killing or the rat killing drug or the drug that they give us kill the germs, they leave the place empty. But God has to mend it back again. That is how it is. God that does that. That's why the medical doctors say that they don't heal. They only do what? They assist nature. Praise the Lord. So, this woman has gone to doctors, many doctors. She has spent all her living, but unto no avail. And she heard about Jesus Christ coming. She had heard that Jesus Christ has helped so many people. And then she believed that if he has helped so many people, he can also help me. And that's what Baba said, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? The word of the Lord. Now, she said she had to see that the Lord Jesus Christ is there. And she said, what will I do? She knew that, Brahma said, she believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High God. She said, good man, he can heal me, he can deliver me. She believed that this is the Son of God that is to come. But then, she didn't know how to approach. What his attitude will be. She doesn't have money. If she wants to go to him to give him money, I don't know. He doesn't know whether he will accept the money or not. There's something occurred to her. I think I said it. Paragraph 25 to 32. Yes. So then she decided to do what? Something occurred to her that if I can just get near him and touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Praise the Lord. You know, Barbara said that God showed the Father showed the Lord Jesus Christ the vision about Jairus. He didn't know anything. The Lord Jesus Christ did not know anything about this woman by vision. He was just going, and the crowd thronged him according to the scriptures. Peter and the rest of them beside him. But Abraham said, this woman, she just knowing what she has determined in her heart. You see, if we are determined something to achieve, but to do something for the Lord, or to get something from God, God will make a way for us. Praise the Lord. So she determined she wanted just to touch the hem of his garment. But Abraham said, though the priest and one of the board members said that, what are you doing here? You see, you, in this, what are you doing with this, in this place? But she ignored them. All their discouragement, she ignored them. Bible said that she went on her knees and she moved close. She was crawling, moving close because she was weak. She cannot stand the press. And the only thing she used to do was to go on her knees. Like I said some time ago, she could have been thrown upon, but God make a way for her. Praise the Lord. She called on her knees and she was moving between the knees, between the feet of the people to get to Jesus Christ. And she was going until she got to the place where she could touch his cloth. Within her, she said, that is all I need. Praise the Lord. And she knew in herself that something has happened. Then the Lord Jesus Christ also, he also knew that something has happened. He knew that a virtue has left him. He said, who touched me? Who touched you? Among God is crowd. Everybody is touching you. Everybody is doing this. Everybody is doing that. Who touched you? Everybody is touching you. He said, not that kind of a touching. This is a different touch because a virtue has got what? Has left me. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said he was looking around to see where the woman, where the person who touched him was. Until his eyes leveled on the woman. And he said, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has what? Made thee whole. Praise the Lord. How what happens in the ministry of the prophet plainly explained to us what happened in the Bible. Did you understand that? What used to happen in the ministry of the prophet plainly explained to us the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. When Brabla will be praying, will be in the assignment, be praying for the people at the altar, this and that, people with faith in the audience, they will touch the Lord Jesus Christ, not Brother Abraham. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love that so dearly. They will touch the Lord Jesus Christ, not Brother Abraham. But because Brabla was the one here representing the Lord, the Holy Ghost will direct him to those persons who have taught the Lord and has been healed by the touch of the Lord. Did you understand that? Abraham is here ministering to somebody. But somebody with a greater faith in the audience touched the Lord. And healing virtue will go to that one. God will heal him or her. Then the Holy Ghost will turn the attention of his servant to the place, to the person that has been healed, and he pronounced their healing. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful thing. That is to tell us that, you see, if we truly believe that Jesus Christ is alive, if we truly believe that Jesus Christ is not dead, he's alive again. But Abraham said the Lord Jesus Christ is alive, and the Bible says it's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But Abraham said in this sermon that it's the same in principle, it's the same in power, it's the same in attitude. Praise the Lord. So, if we believe that, we should everything, even where we are sitting, we can receive our healing. Praise the Lord. We can tell the word of God. It is this word that heals us. He said his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You see, people have, Brother Branham has testified years back that when you'll be sitting down and the sermon is going on, he will receive his healing. Praise the Lord. Like the testimony I like to refer to. Brother was at the design meet, ministering to people when the pillar of fire went to a woman. And Brother Branham said, that woman over there, you are not here for yourself. You are here for your sister that is bedridden with cancer at home. He said, take the handkerchief that is in your, that you brought here, maybe in your bag or whatever. Take it and lay it on her, and she shall be made whole. Thus saith the Lord. No touch. Barbara did not touch her. Barbara did not see anything. Barbara did not say, come here, let me pray for you. No. Barbara said, take the handkerchief to her. And the testimony reads that when she threw the handkerchief to her sister, she was healed immediately. Praise the Lord. So it is the same Lord Jesus that is here with us today. It is just our faith. How we yield. We are coming. So the woman was healed, and when she was healed, what happened? She praised the Lord, she left. Then, in that process, the very man that the Lord Jesus, that the Father has showed the Lord Jesus Christ the vision about, that is the next one. And Brabram said, this Jairus was a priest. He's a secret believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he could not confess it. Because of the Sinaitic council, upon the battle that they have said that if anybody will believe this man, and we confess this man to be the Messiah, he will be what? Excommunicated from the church. A priest, he believed, but it cannot be because of that confession. Then Abraham said, God wanted to give him the opportunity. Let me see where that is. Jairus. Paragraph 32b to 42. Brahma says, God knew that Jairus believed, and he just gave him the opportunity to do what? To express his belief. That was why the daughter was sick. You see, so God will allow a sickness. Now, Jesus Christ says so. They ask him that, why is this man blind? Is it because of the sin of the father or the mother or all this that he was born blind? Jesus Christ says, no, it is neither of the sin of any one of them. See, he said that it is what? That the name of the Lord will be glorified in his life. That is why that happened to him. So, God allowed the enemy, not that God caused the disease. God allowed the enemy to afflict that girl with disease. And the same God gave the vision to the Lord Jesus Christ of Jairus that his daughter will be raised from death. Praise the Lord. And while this was happening, the Lord Jesus Christ was on his way to where Jairus was. God walking at both ends. Praise the Lord. So Jairus' daughter was sick. When Jairus' daughter was sick, the first thing to do is to do what? Is to call for doctors. He called for doctors. The family daughter examined the daughter. He did all he could, gave blood, gave that, everything. But to no avail, the girl was getting worse. Masilonti, the doctor called Jairus. Said, Jairus, let me talk to you. He said, you need to tell your wife, I've doctored this, your daughter, and her blood, maybe PCV is getting lower and lower every time. Her heart is dropping. She will not be able to make it. Your daughter is dying. So you need, as a priest, a minister, know how to consult your wife to get ready to that she's going to lose our only daughter. Wow! Jairus was alarmed. What? My daughter is going to die? Who? He remembered that, where can I get Jesus? Praise the Lord. Said, well, about this time, a boy went around the neighborhood that was crying. It's there. Went around the neighborhood that was crying. Everybody, Jesus Christ is around. He was calling everybody. So Jairus called the wife. He said, honey, the doctor has just said that our daughter is going to die. But see, whatever it costs me, I'm going to the master. He said, going to the master? Don't you know what that means? The people we excommunicate you, are you going to do it? He said, hey, I don't care, it is my daughter that is dying, and whatever it costs me, I must get the master. Do you mean it? Say yes. The wife said, I will just test you. See, I also believe this man to be the Son of God. Praise the Lord. He said, well, then it was there that he heard that the Lord was around. Jairus put on his dress, put on everything. Say, where are you going? I'm going to the master. Hey, you know what I will cost you? Go, leave me alone. And he went to meet the master. When he got to the master, what happened? He said, master, my daughter is at the point of death. The Bible says he fell at his feet to worship him and asked, Lord, my daughter is at the point of death. Please come to my house and pray for her. Praise the Lord. That was Jairus. Abraham said, he was looking for a point of contact. The hand of the Lord touching his daughter to be healed. Then Abraham said that in the case of the centurion, Abraham said he likes that better. The centurion confessed that, though my servant is not well, he's almost at the point of death, but just speak the word, and my servant will be made whole. He said, because I know I'm a man of authority. He said, I understood what it means to be under authority. I'm a man of authority, and when I say to this one, go, he goes. This one, come, they come. Because I have the supreme authority. And whatever I say, they have to believe. And I recognize that you are the supreme authority over all the demons. And whatsoever you say, they must obey. Praise the Lord. What a faith. He believes that the Lord has authority over every spirit because he's what? The Father of all spirits. Praise the Lord. Bible said, I like that better. And the Lord Jesus Christ was marveled. He said, I've not seen this faith, even not in Israel. Upon this saying, your servant is whole. And the Bible says he met that servant in at the very same hour that the word of the Lord went after him. Praise the Lord. But Abraham also mentioned the case of Martha. He said, when Martha also ran to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, if you have been here. He said, Lord, if you have been here, my brother had not died. He said, but even now, whatsoever you ask the Father, he will give it to you. Praise the Lord. Right? He said, that touched him. He said, thy brother shall rise again. He said, yes, I know he will rise again at the general resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. He said, believeth thou this? He said, yes, I believe. Because I know you are the Son of God that is to come into the world. He said, where have you laid it? And they took him to where he has laid it. And he called the same man from dead back to life. Praise the Lord. Rabbi said, a woman of this, how do you call it? A woman of, no. A woman with clinic science. Told Brother Abraham, there's a way, I forgot it. Okay, Christian science. Told Brother Abraham that you are bragging too much on this Jesus. You are saying he's divine, but he's not divine. So that's the only fault I have with you. He said, that is the only fault the host of heaven have with me. I will certainly make it that day. He said, but Abraham said, but he's divine. He said, no, it's not divine. If I prove it to you by the Bible, will you believe? He said, you can't do it. He said, okay, try. And he said, he went to John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. He said, it cannot be divine and weep. He said, woman, your argument is nothing. Yet truly, he was a man. When he said that, when he stood there, when he said, when he wept, really, when he wept, he said he was a man. But when he got to that grave and said, Lazarus, comfort, a man that has been dead for 4 days, corruption has set in. And the man is corrupted, the nose has gone down. The man has been embalmed. A man has been dead for 4 days, came back to life. That was more than a man. That was God. Praise the Lord. He said he was a man. That's it. I'm going somewhere. He was a man when he was hungry. Because as a human, he has appetite. As a man, he had appetite. He could be hungry. He was hungry. But when he took five bread and two fishes to feed 5,000. That was more than a man. Praise the Lord. But Abraham said he was a man. This is where I'm going. When he was tired, and the rocking and everything of the boat could not wake him up because of the tiredness from the meetings. He was tired and he was sleeping. The wave and the rocking of the boat and everything could not wake him. As a man, he was tired and was asleep. The devil thought that, yes, he's asleep, he's tired. We can sink the boat now. Praise the Lord. A man could be tired. A man could be weak. But there is something behind that man. If he's a Christian. Praise the Lord. There is something behind that man. And not only something behind it, there is something around that man. And there is something in that man. Praise the Lord. The body could be weak, but the inside, there is God inside. Who cannot be tired, who cannot be weak. There is angels around him that will not allow the devil to achieve their purpose. And there is a God that is watching over him, who is watching everything that is happening, and will not allow the devil to achieve his purpose. Praise the Lord. A man could be tired and be weak, but brethren, there is something behind the man. Oh, praise ye the Lord. The man was tired as a man. The Lord Jesus Christ was tired. So the devil thought, yes, we can use that opportunity to seek him now. Oh, mercy. There was a man, two men. They planned that, yes, we are going to expose this William Brand. That is a faker. They wrote things in their prayer card. They met in the table. They decided. They took prayer card. And they wrote illness and everything in the prayer card. Because Brother Brown was tired. So he used that for you to quickly went, say, I'm sick. He told Brother Brown when he's tired, he will not be able to do anything again. So he says, this night, I'm sick. Brother Brown took his left hand to hold his right hand. He said, young man, you are aware. There's nothing wrong with you. He said, see now, he cannot do his gimmick. He's tired. See now, I'm sick. And he said, I'm not sick. Then the grace of God came down. Praise the Lord. The man was tired, but the one that sent him is not tired. Oh, praise the Lord. The man was tired, but the Holy Ghost is not tired. The man was tired, but the one that is propelling him is not tired. Oh, wonderful. Then he said, oh, I see now. Yesterday, you and your friend that is sitting, that is at the balcony there, you sat down and you planned this, that you will expose me, that this and this and that. He said, all that you wrote in the prayer, all the illness that you wrote in the prayer, in the prayer card, said they are yours. Mercy. And that man died in a few weeks. Don't underrate the Holy Ghost. May God help us. So the devil thought he's tired, but Brother Brown said, when they woke him and called him on the sea, though tired, but when he stood on that boat and looked up and said, peace, and look at the wave and said, be still, there was calm. Praise the Lord. That was more than a man. That was God. Praise the Lord. Okay? Then, in the case of Jairus, doctors could not help the guy. And he has already gotten to the Lord. And as he was telling the Lord, somebody was running, coming along. He said, don't trouble the master anymore, because your daughter is dead. And she is being embalmed. Oh, he was weak. He didn't know what to do. What did he do? He looked on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, he has come to him. He's already with the Lord. Lord, what will you do at this point? He says, fear not, only believe, and you see the glory of God. Praise the Lord. When we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the new hope. When we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter the situation, we should only do what? Only believe. For all things are possible to them that do what? That believe. Praise the Lord. And they continue going. They go to the place. And Jesus Christ said, why make ye this great ado? The dancer is not dead, but sleeping. I better go, uncle. The dancer is not dead. Enter the embalm. We know, we know that she's dead and she has been embalmed. You are not saying that she's not dead. You can imagine his integrity. See how intelligent he is. Oh, no. Jairus Koton. But the master knew what he was talking. He who said, because he is the Lord of hosts, he is the Lord God of heavens and the heart, he knows all things. The father has showed him in a vision that this girl will come back to life. Praise the Lord. The dancer is not there but sleeping. They laugh. And the Lord Jesus Christ did what? He pulled all of them out. And went in with Peter, James, and John, and the parents of the child. Lock them outside. Lock every unbeliever outside. Rabbi said that the father must have told him that is what he should do. He went inside. But Abraham said, Jesus Christ, when he got inside, he got the hand of the girl. And he spoke in unknown tongues. Said, Talita kum, thy sin I said unto thee, arise. Praise the Lord. And the girl arose. Because that is the what? The creator of heavens and the heart. The one who knows where the spirit is. He called by the spirit of the girl back to that body. And the girl arose. And she immediately arose. He handed her over to the parents. He said, give her something to feed. So that the bloodstream could be what? Could be built up again. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Abraham said that from then on, Jairus became a believer. And every of his needs were met by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Abraham said that if you truly will believe, that was what I said earlier, that Jesus Christ is alive. If truly we believe that Jesus is here, because he promised that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he will be in their midst. And Brother Abraham taught us that the pillar of fire will be where this message is preached, unadulterated. And Brother Abraham said, this same Jesus is the same yesterday, and today and forevermore. It's the same in principle, in power. It's the same in principle. It's the same in attitude. It now depends on our attitude to his presence. May God help us. It starts from our faith. How do we believe? Do we still believe? Whatever we have need of, that same Jesus is here. If we call on him, not on me, I cannot help you. I only need God's help. Not Abraham even said, you know that I'm not the healer. You see, he is the one that can help all of us. So how much more poor me to help you? I cannot help anybody. I also need help. All of us need to look unto him. Who can help all of us? And he says, praise the Lord, brethren. We are not here to tell stories. You think all that I'm doing is just telling stories to make you happy? No, sir. Because faith comes by what? Hearing the word of the Lord. It is by hearing this word that faith can come to us. And we can lay claim on this same Lord Jesus and ask and receive what you want. You see, it is your faith in him. Not my faith and you in him. Of course, when you come up and pray for, it is the faith of the minister with your own. But you can receive what you want having faith in him. Just like people that will touch him in the ministry of the prophet and the pillar of fire will go to them and they will be healed. May God help us. We've got to have faith. That's the only way we can receive anything from the Lord. Because he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he said, the word of them that diligently seek him. May God help us. That same Jesus is here again this evening. I've not told you stories. We have only shared what he did in the scriptures and what he did in the ministry of the prophets, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what he said he will do also today. As the Holy Ghost left the church, the heart, I'm asking, as the Holy Ghost left the heart, is Jesus Christ still alive? Did he die? For who did he die? For me. Did he resurrect? Where is he now? At the right hand of the majesty on high, and is present here with us. Do you believe? Believer thou this? Let us stand on our feet. If you believe. The Lord Jesus Christ told Martha, believe thou this? He said, yea, I believe, Lord. Because you are the son, you are the one, the Son of God that is to come unto the heart. If truly we believe, let's call on him now. If we believe that he is the Lord, who can meet us at the point of our knees? He's the Lord and he's here. He's not dead, he's still alive. Why don't you ask him and plead it and plead your case with him now? If truly we believe. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want to remember in prayers, beside those at the altar, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord while I request a servant to pray for us.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for your word that has come to us this afternoon, so evening again. The healing of Jairus' daughter. Lord, we thank you for the scriptures that were compiled by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The very things that is needed for generations like ours, they were picked out of so many things that happened and gathered together. And Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ himself put his signature on it. And say that these words, anyone that removes out of it, his part is removed from the book of life. Anyone that had to eat the place that written in the Bible will be added on top of such. We thank you for these scriptures. We thank you for your inspiration of your servant the prophet to bring this message of the hour in the way that he has brought it. We thank you for the vindication of that ministry. We thank you for signs and wonders. We thank you for miracles. Lord, we thank you for the things that did so much that this heart knew that a gift passed through this generation. We bless your holy name. Lord, though your prophet said that these signs and wonders are signs that just pointing the people to the world, their God, we have been gathered by these signs, and then the world itself has caught up with us. Now, Lord, the hook, Lord, the main hook, which is the gospel, has caught the bride. We thank you, Lord, for the bait that you put on the hook, which your prophet said is healing. And Lord, in different ways, you have attracted your people. When each one has come, as many as ordained to life, they got the hook of your word. And Lord, they yield themselves unto you as your children, and you walk upon them. We thank you very much. Hitherto, you have brought us. We have had these things again this afternoon, so give you. Not only that, but you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your prophet said, we can only have faith as you give us faith. He also told us, oh God, that this faith comes by hearing your word. As we continue to hear this word, it builds faith in our hearts to know that you that did this, that did this, that did this, knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you can do our work also. We bring ourselves before you tonight, our needs, our requests, our desires, our problems, our situations, which no man can help us out of them. You are the only one that can do it. We present them before you. May you attend to them, dear Father. Both those at the altar and the hands that are up everywhere, thou art God, who have the all-seeing eye, that can see every condition, that can see every heart, that can see what is beneath the hands. You are the only one. There is no mortal that can see that. You are the only one. Unto you we come this hour, presenting the needs behind the hands unto you with those at the altar. Lord, that you look with mercy upon your children and hear our prayer, Lord, and meet our needs, Heavenly Father. Add our testimonies to the existing ones, Heavenly Father, to the glory and the honor of your name. One more time, put the devil to shame. Let him know that you are our Father. Lord, that you care for us, Lord, as your word has assured us. Let him be their Father. May our faith be strong, O God. Lord, any negative suggestions from the devil that want to point us to those that, Lord, maybe try and they couldn't make it, may the Holy Spirit stand for us, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Those that have spiritual needs, those that have physical needs, those that have material needs, those that have earth requests, those that whatever, oh God, you want to say, you are rich to them all that call upon thy name. Master, may you answer all our prayers, Father. Turn every request to testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, dear Father. The virtue you have made use of, oh God, this afternoon, so even virtue, no doubt, has left him. We pray you replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry. And Lord, your servant that went over Qatari, we believe you have used him to also be a blessing to your people. May you bless him likewise. And may you be his strength, Lord. Wherever your children have gathered today, and you have blessed them, every vessel you have used, both here and other places, to play one part of the order in the services of the Lord that has made the blessings, O God, to be the way it has been. May you remember every one of them. May you bless them, dear Father. Though God, when you are walking up your children, don't pass any of us by, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Very soon we'll leave this auditorium to go back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely, take us back home safely. And the week is here again. May you guide us. May you protect us. May you meet our needs. May you guide our faith. Students, workers, business people, may you watch over everyone, dear Father. Lord, the country is tense and it is tall. But our God, you remain the same, dear Father. Under your economy, may you meet all our needs. Your word have told us that David, under inspiration, he said, I've been old. He said, now, I've been young, now I'm old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Lord Jesus, by your grace, we belong to the seed of the righteous. Ours is never to beg bread. May you bless us. May you bless the work of our hands. Rebuke the devourers for our sake. Enlarge our course. Open door of mercy unto us. Where there is no way, make the way there, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, the next time we will gather here for service, may we come with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat 1 minute. We'll dismiss now. We are grateful unto the Lord for the services of the day. Believe that one way or the other, the Lord has been a blessing to us. About two people met me on the question I was asking in the morning, and maybe feel I should have talked further. But you know, the question two has A and B part. The A part of it was referring to this off my head. We have read that quote here a number of times in the Images of Christ, paragraph 47 and 48. We have read it here before. So, the prophet said that we are living in another generation. This is not the generation of Biabia. This one is another generation. And we have read that quite a number of times. So, but any understanding that you want to give to it, I think it's up to you. But Abraham said that to be like Christ does not mean to reflect his physical image, as the artist put it here, with bushy hair and long beard. He said, because we are living in another generation. The messenger of the Old Testament, Moses, carried beard. All his followers, they also carried beard. Elijah carried beard. Abraham carried beard. All the people in the earth, they all carried beard. In fact, when somebody is separated unto the Lord, it's forbidden to touch his beard in any way. That was that generation. And the lapping over of the generation, Paul, the apostles, they also carried beard. That is why Jesus Christ also carried beard. Because it was the lapping over. But when the thing turned to the Gentiles, this is the generation. That is why the angel of the Lord that met the prophet did not come with beer. That's why Abraham said did not carry beer. But whatever be your understanding, like I've said, it's up to you. May the Lord be our help. God bless you with you. I say God bless you with you. One thing is that we are not going to showcase to you an example of beer beer. I was called, I don't know whether I said that in the morning. I was called by about two ministers to inform me of a foreign minister that is in the country. Even the minister himself called me, and I've met him in his country before. And he was saying that he wants to be around at the convention. Maybe he also wants to come to our church to preach. And I know him with yes. I told those ministers, he will be able to come around, except if you work on this thing. I'm simple. If it happens, we are going to have convention, I will call him personally. I say, okay, you are welcome. If you want to come and be a blessing to us, first of all, clean these areas. In the time of Brother Paul, when he had to take Timothy to the temple, grown up men, they had to go and circumcise. May the Lord be our help. Oh, glory to God. The Lord bless you richly. Shall we rise? In 166, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he prepared for us a place. Whoa.